Welcome back, Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5, and a pleasure once again to welcome into our lovely studio here at Airport and 65, Desi Tobias with Tobias and Comer Law, and time for another edition of Law 251. Good morning, Desi.
Good morning, Dalton. Good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you too, and I love we're talking about, I know it's one of your favorite topics, one of your favorite parts of life, it sounds like to me. We're talking being on the water, but not just being on the water. Working on the water, and how important the maritime industry is and the shipbuilding industry is to Mobile, Alabama. And we talk Austal all the time, of course, and the jobs that have been brought in by Austal and all the work that's going out. And I mean, you really have to know your acronyms if you're working with Austal, because all of their ships have, of course, these acronyms, and it seems like they're getting a new ship contract left and right. But the industry here in Mobile is much, much older than Austal being around. And we still see a lot of these shipbuilders and folks that repair ships still hard at work down there on our port and elsewhere along the Gulf Coast here.
Yeah, that's right. And I love talking about Mobile Bay. Mobile Bay is a treasure, a national, international treasure that we have here in our backyard. It's something I've been around my whole life, and it's my favorite place. And it's what it means to Mobile has great significance, and it also leads into the commercial significance that it has, the shipbuilding. At Tobias and Comer, what I like to do is a lot of maritime work, representing injured persons, injured on what we call a vessel or around the water. There are various types of claims, and you and I have often talked about that. But it really got me interested about the shipbuilding industry here. And I read this month's Mobile Bay Monthly, the July issue, mm-hmm. and it had a history of Alabama shipbuilding and how it started, like back in 1916. There was a guy named David Dunlap, who is now in the Alabama Business Hall of Fame. Mm. Started a shipyard with several other local entities that ultimately became ADSCO, Alabama Dry Dock and Shipbuilding Company. That turned into the Liberty ships that were built some, 97 days or 70-something days, the number of things that they turned out. It had huge significance to our local community. It was an integrated workforce. I understand that Hank Aaron's father worked there, and ultimately, you know, came into a broader base of shipbuilding that we still have today. There is, of course, you know, we have Blakely Boat Works here on the river. There are, you know, the shipbuild, the dry dock is still going. It's often repair. Mm-hmm. We have Austal and the number of ships that they have, and there are several local down in Bayou La Batre, Steiner Shipbuilding, Master Boat Works, several of those. And of interest, I recently, you know, just in talking to some of the people that I know, learned about a new contract, a $1.2 billion contract that was let to a company for the building of Coast Guard ships.
Yeah. So is that the Burdon? They ended up getting that contract, right, for the Coast Guard ships. Is that right?
Correct. Burdon. And apparently it was Burdon teamed with Bollinger to meet some requirements. Burdon's actually an Australian company to meet the requirements, whatever it was that apparently they deemed to have been met. Mm-hmm. And it's a great thing for Mobile because they're going to be down there in the bayou building these ships. But ultimately, my understanding is Bollinger pulled out. And most importantly, there were a couple of local entities that bid on the same project and were $280 million lower than the bid that was ultimately won. Hmm. And the questions are, how did it get so much lower? And, you know, for a company that's coming in here to start new. Again,
yeah.
It's a great economic impact for us. But it was very interesting to me to learn some of the specifics. And in particular, yeah, there were two very good local companies that bid. And for some reason, the value or whatever led to somebody else getting the contract.
Yeah, that's something because when the news kind of came out, you know, another massive contract for someone who's going to set up shop down here in Mobile. it's like, oh, it's good news. Big jobs and a lot of jobs coming this way. I didn't hear much at all about the other bids. And it's kind of one of those things like you go to whoever your representative is, or you start asking, say, hey, if these other companies had a lower bid and they're established and they can do the job, why go for the other? It's kind of almost like a bite the hand that feeds you kind of thing. Cause they'll go, well, you're getting jobs. What are you complaining about? But also as a taxpayer, even if you're not even from here, you go, hey, you're avoiding lower bids. Why? Tell us why.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it was like Steiner Shipbuilding and Master Boat Works were the two other bids that are still left wondering about the questions about whatever.
Yeah.
But I like to see, we all like to see a strong, healthy port, strong economic activity around the port, including shipbuilding. But it's something somebody else ought to look into, but yeah. I just wanted to mention that.
Talking with Desi Tobias with Tobias and Comer Law for another edition of Law 251, and really kind of focused on the shipbuilding industry, the maritime industry, which the history is just expansive. And I know you love digging into that stuff as well. But a more recent controversy, and maybe it's not as recent, we were kind of talking off the air about mud dumping and this big controversy now where you have politicians weighing in. I know State Senator Elliott has been very vocal about this lately. Senator Katie Britt and Senator Tuberville both mentioning what's going on down here at the port. And the Corps of Engineers, so we have this port deepening and deepening project for sure that's been going on for some time now. And then what do you do with that dredge spoil? And it's been going back out into the bay, but not very far offshore. And that's been a controversy. I know a lot of our listeners think there must be a better way to dispose of this sediment.
Yeah. And, you know, we got specific authorization to widen and deepen the port. And there's a complicated process, permitting process and all that. And there were some objections to that. But ultimately, everybody would like to see the port be viable. I don't say everybody, but, yeah. You know, ultimately, I accept that as a good thing. Mm-hmm. And as the project went through several phases, though, they got into – there's ways that they've been doing it here more recently. There was something called a thin layer placement, which is supposed to go back to the coastline restoration. But more recently, since there's not been any other habitat restoration, they've been just dumping it directly into the bay. And if you go to the Grand Hotel, which is several of the people you mentioned, looked out there and saw the dredges, and then if you see the visual of that, you know, again, we support the widening, the deepening, all those things. But doing it in that way has led to, and it's been across the board, the fishing captains who are going to the Washington, D.C., Mayor Henry Barnes speaking on behalf of the shrimpers and the fishermen and all those types of people that make a living from the bay, that, you know, and all of us, our property values are all greatly impacted by what we see as a clean and beautiful bay. And so there's been a lot of movement on that, a lot of work, a lot of issues. And I looked to see whether there were some lawsuits about it. And there was someone filed suit in April of 2025, and it had specifically to do to the sturgeon habitat, which that case was, it was mostly about getting documents, about the Freedom of Information Act documents. The baykeeper, Mobile Baykeeper, has threatened lawsuits and has filed a notice of intent. But more recently, which is great to see, they put out a press release or a letter signed by many across the community having people look at how to stop the specific issue of the dumping. And what they hope for now, and what I hear Senator Katie Britt is saying, she's not going to stop till it happens. I understand Tommy Tuberville is not going to stop till it happens, is to look for a legislative solution.
Yeah.
And I hope that's what we see, because again, it's undeniable some of the changes that you're seeing in the bay.
Yeah, and I think State Senator Elliott, you know, more recently as well, wondering what the state legislature can do. He said, under that water, that floor of the port, of the bay, that's state land. And he's saying, you know, is there something we can do up in Montgomery about this? Generally, like you said, most people are fine with the deepening and widening of the port. If it means better business for Mobile, more money into the economy, more jobs, but also generally on the other side, people are saying there's got to be some other way to do this. And I think maybe what got most people's attention with this thing is visual evidence, and visual evidence is very powerful. There's been, you watch videos of the shrimpers, the oystermen, and talking about what this might mean for their business. But until there was a video of that spoil actually being sprayed out from behind one of those boats, and it didn't seem like there was a careful placement of sediment. It just seemed like it was being sprayed out there. I think that kind of got a lot of people's attention after that.
It did get a lot of attention, and there is another way to do that. From 1986 to 2012, what we call mud dumping, what someone else may call thin layer placement, mm-hmm. was illegal.
Oh.
And so the bay was dredged, and you know, we're getting the largest Panamanian ships, you know, canal ships in, you know, the bay was and the channel was maintained, mm-hmm. but whatever, this practice was allowed, and I understand there's some benefit to it, but at this point, let's do it a different way,
yeah.
if we can, and let's try to go back to that. Let's get the channel widened. Let's keep the bay beautiful.
Well, I got to tell you, doing talk radio, especially as much as we focus on local talk radio, we don't see much unanimity in our audience. It's tough to find someone who's against any of what you just said that listens to us. This is a beautiful treasure that we have here where we live, and it's already tough enough to maintain what we have going for us here. Let's just try a little harder to keep this place as beautiful as possible and as easy for people to work as possible too, whether it's that just small company that's out there trying to fish or these big boats that we're bringing in through the port. I think we can try to make it so that everybody can make a good living around here.
I agree with you, and it's something we don't want to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to keep this, and again, it's been very viable. It's been great for us. The other point I wanted to make is that the unanimity that you talk about, to have the people for this, and again, there's some other sides to mm-hmm. it. The Alabama Port Authority wants to continue, as I understand. There's some other people that you know, there is some pushback on this, but broadly, the coalition and support of changing that practice is huge, and makes me optimistic that we can get some help with that.
Well, Desi, you know so much about this industry and this area. I'd hate to invite myself. I need to ride around with you one of these days. You can just point out these places and say, hey, you know what's gone on there for decades and this shipbuilding place over here, because your knowledge is, well, it's vast on not just this topic, but the one we are talking about that right now, but so many things around here. And that carries through with Tobias and Comer Law. You and Brian and Lacey have so much knowledge on all these different topics. I know we load up our podcast on the website at tobiascomerlaw.com every month, but it has all kinds of other great information there as well.
It does. We're 1203 Dauphin Street. You can go to the website. There's a ton of information. You can always call us if there's any question. 251-432-5001. We answer questions all the time and are happy to do that.
All right. Thank you, Desi, so much for coming in, and looking forward to talking with you again here soon.
Thank you, Dalton. Great to see you again.
All right. Desi Tobias with Tobias and Comer Law and another edition of Law 251. Coming up next, the Jeff Poor Show right here on FM Talk 106.5.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.